Hi there, boys and girls. Welcome to the Children's Bible Club. I don't know what your schedule is for today, perhaps cleaning or painting or mowing grass, but I'm glad you're with us for the broadcast. It's good to join with other children and rally our spirits to love the Lord and honor Him. Did you know that that's why God created us? Revelation 4:11 says, "Thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created." So we have our work cut out for us to bring honor and pleasure to His holy name. Let's keep that in mind as the choir sings. There's an old song, lazy bones, sleeping in the sun, when you gonna get your day's work done? It's awful to see a boy or girl who doesn't want to work or do their job. It's better to be like the seven dwarfs who willingly went to the work in the mines every day, singing "Whistle While You Work" and "Hum a Merry Tune." And while we're talking about work, you know, it's very important that every boy and girl learn at least one skill or trade as they grow up. Whatever life work God calls you to, you need to have a work or skill to do with your hands. It may turn out to be your life work, or it may be a means of making a living while you're busy in the Lord's work. Some men build churches from nothing, and the congregation's not able to pay them. They may work as a mechanic or electrician or teacher to support their family so they can preach the gospel. Some learn aviation and go to the mission field as pilots to fly supplies and medicine to the mission station, but they also have to be mechanics to fix their airplanes and be sure they're safe to fly. Some learn carpentry and can build houses or churches on the mission field. Some boys and girls take music lessons so they can use their music for the Lord when they grow up. All who can should learn to cook and sew, or learn plumbing, or block laying, or painting, or growing plants. You never know how God will use you if you're prepared. It's biblical. David practiced on his harp out in the sheep fields and played so well that it opened the door to serve in the king's palace. He also practiced and became a crack shot with his slingshot, and that's how he killed Goliath and became a hero in Israel. Paul was a great scholar, but when God called him to be an apostle and missionary, he used his trade skill that he learned earlier as a tent maker to earn a living as he preached. So get busy now. God has given you talents and abilities in certain areas. Use them, train them, perfect them. Be your best for the Lord Jesus Christ. Be ready, be prepared, and know the joy of serving Him. Choir? Today's story is Turn a Tail. Was this an ugly duckling? In the duckling flock, one was odd and bigger than the rest. On land, it was an awkward misfit. On water, it was a beautiful form. What looked like an ugly duckling turned into a graceful swan. That's a little like young Bobby Letourneau. Larger than the other children at birth, he was a rambunctious baby, never still and almost impossible to keep in his crib. His childhood was littered with toys that he'd taken apart to see what made them work. He was always hunting something to do. With so much energy, he was miserable sitting in school with books. He'd rather work with his hands. He had a brilliant mind, but it just wasn't challenged. The genius inside needed to find its way out. His father wanted all his children to have a good education, but somehow it didn't take on young Bob. At about 13, he was supposed to take over his older brother's paper route. He only had to throw the papers up on folks' porches out of the rain. Easy? Yes, too easy. He couldn't concentrate on such a simple routine job. So, he was fired. The 12 cents a day he had made on the paper route was gone. If it had been going into his own pocket, it might have been different, but it was tagged for the family wallet, and none went to him. His father scolded Bob harshly for disgracing the family, letting his brothers down, and losing the income. "You'll make up for that 12 cents, my boy, by cutting wood every morning." "How much wood, father?" he asked. 12 cents worth, of course, and for every stick you cut beyond that, I'll pay you a cent for your own pocket." That turned Bobby on. He bought his first rifle off that deal. At 14, he begged to leave school and go to work. Heavy work didn't bother him. He'd rather work 12 hours pounding iron than sit in school. He loved tools and moved up from one job to another because he operated them better than experienced men. But when he got a hold of a welding torch, it was a perfect match. Folks said, "Bob's crazy. He welds everything." It was true. When he entered the workforce, nearly all tools and machines were riveted. He was sure all those jobs would be stronger if welded. From there, the story of his inventions and success grew like Paul Bunyan, only Bunyan was imaginary. R.G. Letourneau was real flesh, blood, muscle, and with a genius mind to invent and build everything from monster earth-moving machines to giant cranes and engines of war that helped win America's victory in World War II. His giant bulldozers marched through jungle terrain to lay airstrips for the Air Force. When they needed a quick way to clear airstrips of planes wrecked on landing fields, Letourneau designed a crane so large and balanced that it could lift giant crashed bombers off the airstrip in minutes to clear the way for other planes to land. His monster earth-moving machines built causeways to replace demolished bridges. His huge high-powered engines powered rigs so large that they dwarfed the men who operated them. If the Army faced a great obstacle, Letourneau and his machines mastered seeming impossible jobs in vastly cut times. He was the first to put pneumatic rubber tires on big equipment, making them able to move much faster. From the longest runway in North Africa to 5 airfields ready in 72 hours, 120 new airfields for use by the Allies, mobile missile launchers, the 1,670-mile Alaskan Highway to the New Burma Road, on and on, Letourneau machines helped move the USA to victory. Amazing. But R.G. Letourneau would rather tell you of his Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. He had a strong Christian family, but he was a young man before he got serious about eternity. When he was saved, though, he was serious about the Lord. Did God want him on the mission field? After much prayer, he asked a pastor's advice. "Bob," he said, "God needs businessmen as well as missionaries." "Well, then," he replied, "I will do my best to be God's businessman." And he was. Every decision was based on principles of God's word. When he was pressured to have his crews work on Sunday, he refused, keeping the Lord's day for rest and service to the Lord. From the start of his business, he gave 10% of his income to God and lived on 90%. But business grew, and before long, 90% went to the Lord, and he lived on the remaining 10%. His inventions and business genius were the basis for the success of innumerable construction projects around the world. His name dominated mighty equipment, giant turnip pulls, turner trailers, turner trucks, turner cranes, turner layers, which actually laid houses, turner welds, turner scrapers, and more. R.G.'s colossal machines moved mountains, and his faith and dedication to Christ moved spiritual mountains. He preached the gospel to thousands in great evangelistic meetings and also to his employees in the daily devotions in his manufacturing plants, where he paid the workers for the time spent in those meetings. He promoted great mission works, built the Turno Technical University, Toccoa Falls Bible Institute, and Lake Louise Conference Center. He funded many scholarships for worthy students and programs for the needy. He once said, "Two things I like most to do. One is to design machines, turn on the power, and see them work. The other is to help turn on the power of the gospel and see it work in people's lives." God used him to do both. He went to heaven in 1969. His tombstone bears his life verse, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." So our Turner tale is no tale at all. It's the true story of R.G. Letourneau, who was no ugly duckling, but a shining trophy of what God can make of a man devoted to him. Bible clubbers, let us also seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and serve him without distraction. And now, God bless you.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club, a ministry of Grace Bible Church and Santa Rosa Christian School in Milton, Florida. If the stories and songs have been a blessing to you, why not write and let Aunt Carolyn know? When you write, be sure to mention the call letters of this good radio station. Send your letter to Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. When you write, ask for a free brochure of all the Aunt Carolyn stories, as well as other good Christian books and materials for children and adults. That address again is Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. You may also visit our website, childrensbibleclub.com. Keep listening and tell a friend about the broadcast so they can listen too. Now, I'm Adam Watt, saying God bless you until next week at the same time.